All right, good morning. Today I'm going to talk to you about our genome sequence annotation server, otherwise known as GenSAS, and how easy it is to use and how you might want to use it for your, especially crop annotation. So in today's world of next-gen sequencing, which is becoming more and more affordable, it's very common for research programs, even smaller ones, to sequence a genome. The problem is getting the genome sequence is actually the relatively easy step. You pay the sequencing lab, they sequence it, often will assemble it for you, and then they give you this file of contigs and scaffolds, and you're like, now what? Well, that's where genome annotation comes in. Genome annotation is the process of assigning biological relevance to your DNA. So there are two main types of annotation. There's the structural annotation, where you're identifying landmarks, things like start-stop codons, intron-exon junctions, basically where are your genes in your sequence. And then there's the functional annotation step, where you're actually assigning the biological function. So are there my proteins, my putative proteins, do they have any functional domains? Are they similar to any previously characterized proteins? So the nice thing about genome annotation, there's been a lot of research in it. There's a lot of tools out there. The problem is they run independently of each other. So you're going to have to download and run these tools all separately. And a lot of them are command line based. So you have to know a little bit about the Unix environment, how to run Perl scripts, and sometimes they require server access actually to run. So we started thinking about what do research scientists want for genome annotation. And what we came up with was that they want a single platform for them to do all their DNA annotation in one spot. And also a platform that doesn't require the management of computing equipment and software tools. It's easy to use and can be adapted for a variety of DNA sequences. So we then designed GenSAS. And GenSAS is basically a website that combines a ton of these command line tools in one spot. The only thing you need to use GenSAS is an internet connection and Chrome, Firefox, or Internet Explorer. We also require user accounts. They're free. And the reason we use user accounts is that's the only way we can make sure that your data stays private. You have a new genome, you don't want the whole world seeing your genome annotation before you're ready to share it. And those user accounts also allow you to share your genome project with certain other GenSAS users. I'll talk a little more about that later. And of course, all this had to be melded together in easy-to-use interfaces, so scientists of all skill levels can access it. Oops. So this is our homepage for GenSAS. Right now we're hosting a version of GenSAS at gensas.bioinfo.wsu.edu. And over here on the right side is where you log in with your user account. There's also a place to request an account. So I'm the person who grants accounts, so here's where you go. Up on the top here, we have a couple different tabs. We have the Available Tools tab that has a list of all the tools we have currently integrated in GenSAS. Under the Help tab, I have that circled because there is a link to a YouTube video. It's a video tutorial on how to use GenSAS. So if you want to get a full overview of what GenSAS does, I suggest watching the video. And then once you've logged in, you click on Use GenSAS, and that takes you to the main GenSAS interface. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a brief overview of how to use GenSAS, and then at the end I'm going to be talking about GenSAS version 4.0, which we're going to be releasing here soon. So this is our main GenSAS interface. It has three sections. The first is the header region at the top, and you'll see that there's this flow chart that kind of takes you through the annotation process. So as you complete a step, the next step highlights, and you just click on that, and it opens the tab where you do your main interactions with GenSAS. Over on the corner here, of course, is links to your account, site home, and when you have a project open, the project name is displayed. On the right side, we have an accordion menu, and this is where we have the job queue, which I'll talk more about later, but basically it's where you can see what tools you have running and if they're still running or if they're complete. There's a link to the web integrated JBrowse Web Apollo that we have integrated. And we'll talk a little bit more about it later, but if you click there, you can open it up and view your results. We have a section for sharing, and basically you can choose to share this as a read-only, or actually give the person you share with access to run jobs and make edits to the annotations. So this is really useful for community annotation projects. And then manage sequences is just where you get to control or delete maybe sequences you've uploaded but you're not using anymore. The last section of our user interface is just what we call the tab area. And this is where the tabs will open up for each step, where you can set parameters for the tools, and basically it's where you do your main interactions with GemSass. And then also we have pretty much in all our tabs, instead of having a separate user manual, we've integrated instructions on how to use GemSass and use the tools right on into the interface. Okay. So the first two steps of the annotation project are first to create the project, and basically there's a web form where you fill in your information. So at minimum we require genus and species, and for you to select if it's plant, fungi, invertebrate, bacteria, whichever. And so this is like a project detail summary page. And we also ask for genome assembly version. If you don't have one, you just call it one, but sometimes there's successive assemblies and annotations, and so adding versioning helps keep it all straight. After you've done creating your project, you move on to sequences, and this is where you actually upload the DNA sequences you're going to annotate. GemSass will accept a single sequence FASTA file or a multiple sequence FASTA file. So if you have a file of multiple contigs, you just upload it all as once and it's there. Just note that if you do a multiple sequence FASTA file, all the tools will run on those all sequences with the same parameters. Right now we don't have a mechanism for sub-selecting a scaffold or a contig out of the multiple sequence FASTA file. So the next step is files, which is really unique for annotation tools and allows users to really customize their annotation. So this is where you can go in and upload evidence files that are specific for your organism. So we have the option you can upload a repeat library. So if you have a repeat library specific for your organism, you can upload the FASTA or FASTQ file. EST evidence is where you can upload EST sequences or assembled transcripts from an RNA-seq experiment. You can load species-specific or a closely related species. Protein evidence, same thing. If you have a protein library from your organism, you upload it there. In the future, we're going to be supporting RNA-seq evidence. We're not quite there yet. We also have a spot where, you know, GemSass is, you can use it for de novo annotation, but you can also use it to curate a previous annotation. So let's say you did an annotation 5 years ago. Well, the libraries have all have more entries in them, and there is more data out there in the databases, so you want to update your curation. Well, you can upload your old annotation as a GFF3 file, and it will be available to use in your consensus gene model and be visible in JBrowse later if you upload it on this page. So basically, the more species-specific evidence and crop-specific evidence you upload here, the better your annotation is going to be. All right, so one of the first steps, especially when you're doing a eukaryote genome, is you've got to do repeat masking. And so right now we have two repeat finding tools. We have Repeat Masker, which is evidence-based. So if you've uploaded a repeat library for your organism in the previous step, this is where you would use it. Repeat Modeler is a de novo repeat finder, so it will look for repeats without any library to query. The nice thing about GemSass is you can go in and run these tools as many times as you want with different settings. So let's say you want to run Repeat Masker once with the Arabidopsis repeats. You can do that. And then you can go in and run Repeat Masker again, but let's say you want to use the Dicot repeat library. You can do that. All you gotta do is change the job name. There's a place to edit that. After tools have run, you can open up JBrowse, which there's a little screenshot here. This is what JBrowse looks like. And this is like data from a repeat masker run. So you can actually go look at the data, because sometimes, you know, repeat masker works really well, but repeat modeler doesn't. So you need to go look at the data and make a decision on which repeats masking data you want to move forward, because we have an option of combining. So if you have a really good repeat masker run, a really good repeat modeler run, you can merge those together under the masking step to create a consensed mask sequence. And basically, once you've made a mask consensus sequence, that's what GemSass will use for the structural annotation tools. You can also elect to skip masking if you don't want to do that. The gene step is where we're doing the structural annotation in GenSAS, and we have a selection of gene finding programs, gene modeling programs. We also have a transcript alignment spot where we have BLAST, transcript BLAST and protein BLAST. I mean, transcript BLAST and BLAT. Under protein alignments, we have protein BLAST. And then under features, other features, we have an SSR finder, an ORF finder, and tRNA scan. So I just want to point out, again, this is the same kind of thing. You can run BLAST multiple times with different libraries of your choice. GenSAS does provide common RefSeq libraries, and then for the proteins, we also provide the SwissProt and Trimble libraries. And once you've started jobs, they show up in your job queue where you can track their use. Consensus step is basically where you can take all the evidence you generate in the gene step and make a consensus gene model automatically using evidence modeler. And so you put a weight in these boxes. So a weight, the higher the weight, the more important that data is going to be when making the gene model. We have default values that are entered in when you get to the step, but you can, if you don't want to use, let's say the Augustus track just does not look good at all, you just remove the number from that box and it won't be used in the gene model consensus generation. Before I move on, I want to point out right now that refine and functional are grayed out. Those are things that are coming in GenSAS 4.0, so I will talk about them in a couple slides. Once you've created your gene consensus, you then move on to the annotate step. Before we get there, though, I just want to point out a few things with the job queue. So this is a closer look at the job queue, and you can see jobs are waiting, running, or completed. You can also access the raw results from these tools by clicking on the job name. I just want to point out that with GenSense, you don't have to stay logged into the website. You can close your browser and walk away. Your progress is automatically saved, and all the results, like the jobs, run in the background on our server, so you don't have to keep your web browser open. And once there's results in the jobs, you can share them with other GenSAS users. All right, so in the annotate step, this is where the Web Apollo plugin to JBrowse comes into play. So Web Apollo is a way to curate annotations and edit annotations. So when you get to the annotate step, this user-created annotation track shows up in JBrowse, and you can drag features from your tracks up to here and actually go in and edit like your intron exon junctions, your start stop codons, and do a lot of other things. And the nice thing is that Web Apollo, we have another window where you can keep track of what's been changed and who changed it. So if you're doing collaborative annotation, you will know who changed what and what they did. The final step of GenSAS is the publish step. We export the results in the GFF3 and FASTA format, which are compatible with lots of downstream tools, uploads for publication, and community databases. All right, so GenSAS 4.0 is coming soon, and so what's better than version 3? Well, it's the same great interface and tools, except we are going to have, right now GenSAS is running on a single web server, so we don't have a lot of computing power behind it, but we have programmed GenSAS to submit jobs to a compute cluster, which is going to allow us to run larger genomes faster. We've also integrated a PASA, which is a tool you can use to refine your gene models. So you'll be able to use PASA during the gene during the structural annotation, but during the refine step, you'll be able to use PASA and EST evidence to refine your gene model even more. And then also, the functional step will work, and you'll actually be able to add functional annotation automatically to your annotation. And so in addition to protein BLAST, we also have InterProScan, PFAM, SignalP, and TargetP. And once all this is done and GenSAS 4 has been released on our public site, we're eventually, like Dory said, GenSAS is going to become a triple module, so you can actually install it on your community website. And the nice thing about GenSAS is it's very modular and very adaptable. So let's say there's some other annotation tools you want to add in that work specifically well with your organism, you can go in and do that. If you want to make sure that there's a certain set of databases, so instead of having to upload the species-specific libraries for transcripts or proteins, you can actually make that a default file in your instance of GenSAS on your website. So it's very exciting, and we're looking forward to people there's been a lot of people who are like, we want the code for GenSAS. We're like, it's coming. These are our supporters, and if there's time for questions, I'll take questions.
There's time for one quick question.